thought for today. Health is attitude. Health is attitude. That's what health is. It's attitude. Do you want a cold? Do you want a heartache? Do you want to have problems in your life? Think about it. Don't think about having a problem, but think about the problem. And you have the problem. Every time we think of anything, we bring it forth in our world. I'm independently wealthy. Oh, hey, that's a good thing. But why are you thinking I'm independently wealthy? Are you thinking you're independently wealthy because you're independently wealthy? Or are you thinking you're independently wealthy because you're not independently wealthy? So what are we thinking about? Now, a lot of us would like more health, better health. We'd like to have good health. We'd like to have super health. And how do we get super health? Well, we concentrate on poor health. We concentrate on what we don't have. We concentrate on the things that we wish we had and we never will get. Whatever we concentrate on, that's our experience. So, we have another little phrase that is very powerful. The law of cause and effect does not know not. So if you say, I'm not sick, I haven't got a cold, I'm not unhappy, I'm not poor. If you say those, what you're doing is saying that you are those things. It's up to us right now to begin saying that we are these things. We all can hear stories about people who invent things, people who are creative, people who are imaginative, and we say, stupid, how dumb, can you imagine such a stupid thing like that? Well, it's from those stupid things like that, from those stupid thoughts of belief, that the reality of the world comes forth. And you, who are so generous, you who are so loving, you who are so advanced, you might say, in your spiritual awareness, you were thinking that was stupid. You were thinking that was dumb. Now, should you think that? If you think it's dumb and stupid, you cut it out of your experience. Your little boy says, Mommy, I want to be an astronaut. And you say, that's all right, son. You'll get over that. One of these days, you'll come and wake up and realize you don't really want to be an astronaut. You want to be a banker like your daddy, or you want to be a bricklayer like your daddy, or something like that. But you'll get over these high-fluting ideas of something that's beyond your range. Well, when we were little children, we had Buck Rogers. And Buck Rogers of the 21st century, he flew in a rocket. He flew in a rocket to the moon, and he met moon people. He flew in a rocket to Mars and Saturn. He had spaceships that were fantastic. Star Trek was nothing to him. You think Star Trek is good? Hey, that's where it was born. That's where it was born. Star Trek is merely a sophisticated evidence of the Buck Rogers shows. That's all. The mind, the imagination became more sophisticated, more sophisticated, more sophisticated. But Buck Rogers did all those things. Buck Rogers jumped into his little old rocket and zip, off he went. He didn't need to have any big launching pad. My goodness sakes, no. And he went to Mars. He went to Pluto. He went to everywhere he wanted to go. But he didn't think he couldn't do it. Now, you say, well, that's just a comic strip. That's right, it was just a comic strip. But it was a comic strip that fired the imagination of the young people of that day who were to become the rocketeers of the next generation, who were to become the space people of the next generation. Very fascinating, isn't it? Very fascinating. One of our men who went to the moon became a state a senator for the United States. And when he was 75 years old, or 76, he's getting along in years, what did he do? He went back to the moon. He went back on a rocket ship. Shoop, off into outer space. This is only for young people. Only young people can handle it. The pressure is so great. Ah, do you remember back in the horse and buggy days? Remember? Mm-hmm. And they got cars, and they said the cars, if the cars went over 15 miles an hour, you'd lose your breath and you couldn't breathe. Yeah, that's what they said. They said, no cars are allowed to go over 15 miles an hour because it's too dangerous, you know. The people would go unconscious. They couldn't breathe. Here we are, sending pilots into outer space at the speed of sound, almost. Fabulous. The compression on their body would be outrageous if they didn't have pressure suits. But imagine if someone making the pressure suit had a little error in there, and they're out there zipping along, and all of a sudden, pop, mashed potatoes. If you ever found the rocket that the pilot was in. But see, these are imaginative, dreaming ideas. They're all positive. Well, what's this mashed potato stuff? That's not very positive. Well, hey. All right, John, what's the next step to the rocket?
Teleportation.
I'm sorry?
Teleportation.
In a way, Ellen?
Being there.
Being there. Exactly. Being there. Teleportation, yes, but it's a step beyond teleportation. Being there. Now, do you have to get squished up in a rocket to be there? Do you have to wear a pressure suit to be there? Do you have to wear special suits to put you into the atmosphere of being there? When you're there, you're there. And you're there just like you are here, except you are untouched by whatever environment may be there. It may be a gaseous environment. It may be a total different constitution than here we have on Earth, mixture of all these chemicals that are in our air. Being there. Anita? Mm-hmm. Have you ever swum beneath the ocean? Have you ever swum beneath in the water down below? Did you have a breathing gear on? And what were you doing? You're just having a great old time. Why not? Why not? You don't need to have breathing apparatuses to go swimming under the ocean. We think we do, and so we do. And the day comes we think we don't, and we won't. It's just that simple. Health is an attitude. Dreaming is an attitude. Ideas are an attitude. Everything in life is an attitude. It's just a matter of what attitude are we going to have? What attitude do we want to have? What is our area of our attitude? Anybody got any idea? Unlimited, right? Unlimited. Think about it. What's your attitude?
Unlimited.
any particular area? Every area, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured that. But that's beautiful. That's beautiful. You see, be sparkling. Be one with whatever I'm sharing with you, and you'll come up with all these beautiful things. I said to John about what was it, and John gave me his teleportation, which is a natural. But because Ellen has read Jonathan Livingston Seagull again and again and again and again, and she has seen the movie Being There. Remember that one? And she remembered that. Did you see Being There, the movie? Yeah, good movie. Peter Sellers. And he was being there. Did Peter Sellers fall into the water? What did he do? He walked over it. He didn't even walk on it. He walked over it. Now, what do you think Jesus did? Do you think Jesus walked on the water?
No.
That's merely an old-fashioned phrase that we sometimes use. Nobody walks on the water. You walk over it. Do you think that in the book Illusions, Richard Bach wrote that Donald Simona and he were walking on the water? Do you walk really on the land? You walk on what you think is the land. You're walking, if you're walking barefoot, you may be walking on the land, perhaps. But most of the time you have shoes or sandals on. You're walking on the sandals. And the sandals are walking on the earth. But do you have to do that? Can you teleport? Can you be there? Can you visualize it? Now, Anita, I am in your mother's house, and I'm sitting at your mother's table, and she is serving me. I'm sitting at the end, and she's sitting at the other end. Very interesting. And so she brings the food in, and she says, won't you have some more? And I said, ah, I'm full. This is such good stuff you made. Everybody else delighted in eating more. But I had enough. Irene, she did herself good. She had three plates full, but made your mother very happy. But it was a great experience. Now, when I just said that, did you see the table?
Yes.
Did you see us sitting there?
Yes.
Were you there? You were being there. If I didn't bring you back by saying, did you see it, you would have still been there. But the thing is, we travel more than we know. Now let go and be it. Look at your body. Do you have a nice body? If you don't have a nice body, find one. Have a picture of a body. Put it up on your mirror. Put your head on top of it. That's what I did when I was a kid, and I found this healthy, handsome, virile young man. I'm sure he's probably older than I was. And I put my head on top of his, and I was visualizing myself all the way through high school that way. And my legs were that way. My legs were very good because I was out for track all the time. And I really developed myself well. It's great. But see, you're being there. I'm being there. Every time I think of me running track, I don't think of me running track at school. I don't think of me running around the racetrack at school and being clocked and checked. That happened too. But I remember me and my dog, Butch, as we would run down the parkway near our home. Through the snow, it wasn't always snowing, but the snow was the most memorable part. And we'd be running through that snow, and we would be at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, dashing around the whole town. And if anybody was out seeing us, they'd think we were crazy. But nobody saw us. Nobody saw us because nobody was crazy enough to be out at that time in the morning. Everybody else was in bed. But we had fun. And we had, I'm being there right now. You say that's memory. Perhaps it is. But being there is not really memory. Being there is when you are living that experience once again. Now, can I live experiences that I've never had? And I think those perhaps are the most fun. To live experiences that you're right in the now, in the is. Can I live the experience of having a healthy body? When I see somebody else with a body that is just a little less than perfect, and I want to reach over and say, you're whole and perfect, what am I doing? I am seeing them as a reflection of me. If I were to indeed reach over and say, you're whole and perfect, what would happen? They'd be there. If I didn't reach over and say, you're whole and perfect, I just said, you're whole and perfect, they'd be there. If I didn't say they were whole and perfect, I just thought it, they'd be it. If I just am whole and perfect myself, ta-da-ta-da, all the world is whole and perfect. The world is a reflection of what I am. Now, what are we? What are you? What am I? Am I whole and perfect? Health is an attitude. All other areas of life are attitude. Be there in perfect health. Be there in perfect light, in perfect everything about your body. It's fun. It's lots of fun. The game that we're playing of being yourself and having fun is a fun game. So I say, delight in it, enjoy it, and participate in it now. I love you. 15 minutes and 1 second.